Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, folks. Life is a lemon, and I want my money back. Welcome to the show. This is the General. Better late than never. We had some technical difficulties on behalf of the local cable company and internet provider who shall remain nameless but won't remain shameless, because I plan on riding them like a little brokeback Shetland pony as soon as we're off the air. Yes, sirree, bub. Somebody is going to be flogged over this, and it sure as hell will be the responsible parties. But I'm glad to be back in the saddle again, and yes, life is a lemon. And you can be damn skippy, the general be wanting his money back. I'm glad you're with me today. We are going to talk about some of the letters I have been getting. Oh, and they are just some of the most gnarly letters, and I'm glad to share them with you. So let's dive right in and see what they are all about, because they should be the kind to make you scream and shout. They come from fans far and wide. I even got one from somebody who called himself a D. Trump in New York. But I'll save that one for last, because, damn, if you know what I mean. And we do have a guest call-in number if you've got questions. But I'm not sure if we're going to have time for questions since the cable company kind of dumped on me today. But we will see. Yes, we will. And here we go with the show. If the damn cable company would cooperate. It seems like when you do everything on the cloud, they just drag their feet. The first one is, Dear General, what color should our militia wear when we rebel? Good question, Harbinger. And by the way, if you're not following Harbinger on Twitter, you should be. Harbinger is a great patriot and brings it. Harbinger, it'll depend on whether our opponents are wearing blue helmets or our turncoat U.S. military. I certainly hope our military sides with us when it comes time to defend the Constitution of these United States of America. Because, well, frankly, we're going to have to wear isolated and appropriate camo per the area. And I hope that the mindfuck of things like compound bows come into effect. Because just imagine getting shot with a fucking arrow, hit with fugas or punji sticks off of old garage door springs. Whoa. You get shot with an arrow from a compound bow, that's going to play tricks on you. You're going to be like, whoa, are we under attack from a tribal casino? Wow. Trust me, I'm the general. These are games that will play hard and heavy in the blue helmets' heads. Next one. Dear General, when did Obama bots become Trump pansies? Nice question, Monica L. in Washington, D.C. That's a hard one to swallow. When Trump announced they found a new false deity to worship. Weak people do weak things, Monica. Of course, you know, have a cigar. You'll see. Why do Syrian refugees continue to pour into the USA, General? Well, Obama Niqua, your Muslim namesake, B. Hussein Obama, is either in violation of U.S. immigration law, the Constitution, and U.S. statutes, or he's having an undocumented family gathering of mujahideen to slaughter U.S. citizens. Of course, Congress does nothing because they're little Congress pussies. And they've demonstrated that for a long time now. Dear General, is a government shutdown so bad? Mark L. in Virginia writes, as you know, the government shuts down every weekend and holiday, and yet the USA rolls on, going ever deeper in debt. In fact, when an alleged government shutdown does occur, over 80% of the government workers still show up as essential employees. We all know that is bullshit. But if the other 20% are not essential, let's just lay those fuckers off right now. Go home, bitches. You've sucked the government tit long enough. Besides, when they bring them back to work, they pay them as if they've been at work the whole time. What the fuck is the reason for shutting down the government again? Oh, yeah. It's to save money. Right. General, are the FEMA camp stories real? Writes George O. Well, I hate to say it, George, but I've seen the advertisements hiring for your keepers. Worse yet, they're turning old Walmarts and Kmarts into housing areas too, but mostly for those less inclined to cause problems. We've seen the camps. Hidden weapons, cuff keys, shanks, and such. But the General will do another show on hiding items in prisons and camps later. Chin up. Cheerio, old chap. Dark days are upon us, but good times will be coming because resist much, we will, to quote the Reverend Al Sharpton. The man is hooked on Ebonics. And here's a good question. Why is Trump the Teflon man. Well, Ms. Gotti of Jersey, he uses a combination of the Hedgelian dialect, hypnosis parlor tricks, and the fact that people, for the most part, are fucking stupid. Stupid people need to believe because they can't think, and that's what brought us Barack Hussein Obama, who was Barry Satoru, but changed his name because it sounded too American, for fuck's sake. Oh, my Lord. I got a message for all you people out there who think that I'm out of line. No, you're out of line. I'm completely never Trump. And if you don't like it, here you go.
Two tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites.
Yeah, this is the recipe.
A half a stick of butter. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck up.
Now, if you disagree with me, that's what you can do. So, on to our next question. Why does Congress keep spending like drunken sailors? That question comes from an R-nator. Well, first off, don't offend sailors or drunken sailors like that. Congress spends like the drug lords that they are. They use the DEA to eliminate the competition and get richer on the proceeds. Whoa, wait, someone's waving a finger at me. Did I go too far? Back up, back up. Congress spends uncontrollably because they know voters are fucking dumb and won't remember come election time. Hey, look, there's a squirrel. Next question. Is the First Amendment and Second Amendment in real danger? Writes P. Revere from Boston. Well, Mr. Revere, they are no more danger than the rest of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So, yes, they're on fucking life support. We keep electing Marxist pussies and allowing them to enslave us. And are suddenly shocked that they want to shut us up and take our guns? For fuck's sake, people, grow a brain and a backbone. If voting mattered, it'd be illegal. We've reached the time for a 2A solution. Dear General Gonzo, why are people not mentioning NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act? Love, L. Lovelace, in the Valley. Well, Ms. Lovelace, the general public is stupid. The general's public is not. We know the NDAA authorizes people to be locked up and held indefinitely without access to courts, attorneys, due process, or habeas corpus. In fact, many Americans have been locked up for years at a base in Texas outside San Antonio, one of which was a female CIA asset who reached out to Senator McCain about WMDs in Iraq. He sent the FBI, NSA, and CIA to round her up, and she was held for 3 fucking years. That's right, disappeared in the middle of America. And McCain is the one who cried the loudest, saying this would never happen in America. And that was years after he ensured that it would, and it had. Do you, my friends, trust the government? I sure the hell don't. You tell me why, when I was going to talk about this today, just as the show was going to go live in 5 seconds, my internet went down. Coincidence? I believe not. Call me paranoid, but I don't believe in coincidence when it comes to politics. Next question. General, why are we in the UN? Asked Billy in Arizona. Billy, I could tell you, but the government would have to kill us both. No, seriously. It's simple. It's part of a global cabal wherein we allow the redistribution of wealth to smaller, piddly-ass nations, making the USA weak and simple so that Muslim, backwards-ass countries who still wipe their asses with their left hands and eat with their right can stone women and take over the world. Did you see Hillary Clinton's Ramadan message? Even that bitch is converted, just like our head of the CIA, John Brennan, the man who killed a Rolling Stone reporter who was about to expose him. Don't believe me? Read my article. It's right there for you on Rebooting Liberty. And it talks all about him. And it's also on Tavern Keepers. John Brennan is not a good man. There's a special place in hell for him. General, will the Democrats take control of the House and Senate? Writes A. Hole in California. Mr. Hole, what difference does it make? The GOP and Democrats are the flip side of the same coin and have been since Johnson killed Kennedy. Reagan briefly changed that, and they tried to kill him. Now it's all out. No holds barred crony capitalist on one side and crony communist on the other side. With the Democrats in charge, they grow government to take over your life and take your money to grow government. With the GOP in charge, they grow government to grow the military, to kill brown people and turn a profit. Hey, at least with the GOP, I know we're killing someone for fun and profit. Now go away, you Birkenstock-wearing, transgendering, bathroom-sharing turd burglar. Get out of my email box. I didn't invite you here, didn't ask you here, and don't want you here. Now this is an interesting letter. General, why are you hashtag never Trump? I see you on Twitter all the time, and you're always bashing Donald Trump. Thank you, D. Trump from New York. Mr. Trump, you're a lifelong Democrat, a crook and a fuckmoot. You wear a merkin for your genitals and lie constantly. You use the hedge lane dialect to manipulate crowds. They're just too fucking stupid to realize that when you beta test lines on them, like standing at a rally and saying, is Hillary lying Hillary? Or is Hillary crooked Hillary? That you're trying to figure out from the mob which one of those lines works best. So when you go to your next rally, you can use the one that had the best crowd response. You are relying on the tactics that you learned in the Hedgelian dialect, the hypnosis techniques you learned using your Hitler book collection that you have that you don't like people to know about. But guess what? Some people have a higher IQ and actually use better words, Mr. Trump. So get the fuck out of my email and stop begging me for money too. You fuck mook. You're supposed to be self-funding, not running a Ponzi scheme, sending me emails begging me for money. or using your wife and daughter for stripper car washes, you are dismissed, bitch. And today, for Christ's sake, telling reporters, oh, ICBMs, yeah, I know most of that stuff, and I could learn the rest in an hour, hour and a half. Seriously? We send our technicians and the guys who launch those things to school for years before we let them sit in those bunkers. And you're going to learn all about ICBMs, and it doesn't stand for IC bowel movements. You're going to learn that in an hour and a half? Right. We trust you with the launch codes like we trust you with Twitter account. You're a moron. We've seen your spelling. We've seen your late night tweets. You love Ted Cruz now, but he was lying, Ted, and you hated him before. Come on. You took Hitler's tactics straight out of Hitler's books that you own from the Reichstag movement, and you're using them on the masses, the dumbasses and the idiots, the folks that don't understand. Anybody who has an IQ over 115 sees right through your bullshit. What you're creating, you call populism and nationalism. It's another term for fascism. No, I'm never Trump because I believe in the Constitution, a document you've never read. I believe in the Declaration of Independence, another document you've never read. You don't understand liberty. When asked about conservative values and conservatism, you said it's people who conserve things. You're a moron. And I dare you, I double dog dare you, debate me about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Debate me about the Declaration of Independence. I'm just some schlub. You're Mr. Trump, a big shot. But I can tell you right now, what Obama and you and Hillary and that old coot, the Marxist, communist, whatever they've created, that ain't my America. So what you're doing is making a big-ass mistake with those of us that are tired and pissed off. Because we're pissed off and mad about it. It isn't our America, and we want our country back.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no-smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing